In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Okay, let's get started.
This is total bullshit, what happens here.
Yeah.
There's nothing constructive happens.
Well, yeah, and I was, well, first of all, no therapy session, one therapy session, I assume, right. could really unlock the secrets to a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And the way they edited it, I didn't know what clarity they found from what she said.
They gave it the success cut.
Yeah.
Like, by the end, they were playing guitar, like, all better now.
Yeah, I was like, one and done? It's like, what an amazing feat. Dr. Brandi Engler's reactions were kind of strange. I don't know if you noticed that. Like, her intent listening. I was like, why do they keep showing her while she's listening? I was like,
I know they were acting like everything Schwartz said was like amazing.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't say anything.
Yeah. But I will say he delivers a 10 out of 10 joke right at the start. 10 out of 10. This is like the best therapy joke I've ever heard. Right when he goes in, she goes, what would you like to discuss or whatever? He goes, well, I thought this would be a good opportunity to show off how perfect our relationship is, which I thought was very silly. You know, no one would ever do that.
Yeah.
And then, and then Katie admits while they're talking about the trials they're experiencing, she says that they don't have sex anymore.
Yeah.
They're not intimate. And she didn't say less frequently.
Yeah.
She said we don't have sex.
And this is what, 2014?
This is 4 years in, she says.
Okay.
And they don't have sex. And then that's what Schwartz responds to by saying, like, I want to be more intimate.
Yeah.
I want to make love more. And then Brandi says, let's create a new narrative in this relationship, right?
The past is the past.
The past is the past. And Schwartz goes, I will no longer be the cowardly lion. And then they kiss. Oh, at the end of it, they go, mission accomplished. That was great, right?
Yeah, it's like George Bush with the mission accomplished banner.
They high five, they kiss. And then outside of it, right near Akbar, they go, let's go have sex.
Yeah, he's like, do you want to go have sex? And she's like, ha ha.
Right. But so is this the last we see of Dr. Brandi Engler?
Maybe. I don't remember if they go again.
The whole idea that that solved everything. And then Katie continues to say that throughout the episode, that they worked past all their issues in that one session.
No, it's like literally nothing happens. Like, they might as well not have gone.
Yeah. How many times did you go to that, to Brandi?
We only went a handful of times because I think we felt similarly that she was not getting it done. This one's for you
tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.